Often job creation is coupled with the opportunity to fix other problems, environmental, healthcare. What other problems offer the best opportunities for job creation in Louisville? Want to start? Would you, Greg? Okay.
Yes, is this on? I will speak loudly. You know, as I talked about earlier, where we can excel, and problems are opportunities, right? We are fortunate here in Louisville that we have more companies headquartered here in the aging care, senior care space than anywhere else in the world. Boston is number two behind us. So when you take a look at Kindred, Senior Care, Almost Family, Trover, and many, many others, you say, this is a good thing, right? It's not so good that we're all aging, but how we're going to take care of our people that are getting aging is a huge business for us. So if we were California, we would be standing on top of this table right now shouting to the world that if you want to start a company in the aging care space, come to Louisville, Kentucky. We have more intellectual capital here than anywhere in the world. So that's an example of unique businesses, unique people that we have here that will allow us to grow tens of thousands of jobs. So we both create jobs and we create a better quality of life for our aging citizenry at the same time.
The problem, the question pertains to problems that present job opportunities, I believe.
Yes. Or opportunities for new companies. New
sure.
Jobs.
I think one critical area that we need to be focused on pertains to transportation between our city and our neighboring cities. Okay. All right, I'll speak up. Is that better? 1, 2, 3, 4. Are these on?
You should be good now.
All right, can you hear that?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Got it?
All right. Technological wizardry up here. One of the opportunities that we have and that we should capitalize on to create jobs is to connect our city with our neighboring cities. High-speed rail, passenger rail between Louisville and Chicago through Indianapolis, on south down to Nashville. That is an opportunity for an east-west corridor also, since St. Louis. That is an opportunity that we must capitalize on. Another issue has to do with our public transit system. We must build a world-class public transit system here in Louisville. That, for me and for my administration, will be a higher priority than building either bridge, east or downtown. That is a job creator. You can make jobs building public transit systems just as well as you can make jobs pouring concrete across a river. Another area of great importance, again, is that that focus on the health of our community and creating, and this is not a technical issue, but creating a society, a community that makes it safe for people to walk, to bicycle, that makes our roads safer. That is not a job creator right there. But I'll leave it with that.
Thank you, Jack.
Well, certainly from a job, from a job attraction standpoint, there's a couple of areas. This is more in the cold call area from a job growth standpoint. Louisville's on the map, certainly in the medical area, from aging care, just medical in general. With incubator space, and we've got some continuing possibilities there. Another area that I would hope we would move into, again from the cold call standpoint, to try to build a group of companies here in Louisville is in alternative energy. I think that's the growth area for the future, and we've got a gem in U of L Speed School, and we should leverage that to try to move into the alternative energy field. We've had difficulty competing in the Midwest. I mean, there's no question about it. Even in good times, 2000 to 2008, our region, we actually lost jobs when the cities all around us were growing by tens of thousands of new jobs. And even in the Courier today, it talks about There's a graph in there that compares us, and we're just in trouble. Louisville often makes the short list. With UPS, our other natural advantages, great housing at great prices, super park system, arts, we often make the short list, but we're not often selected. And what we need to do is when a company shows some interest in Louisville, when they make the top six list, in other communities, the chief executive, business leaders, civic leaders are going to visit with those companies, going to the companies, trying to make ties back to companies in their city. That's something we're not doing here in Louisville today. And as mayor, I plan to be the chief economic development officer with the number one goal for improvement is job attraction.
Candidates, are you familiar with the Kentucky assessment that was completed by RTI International in 2008 on Kentucky's innovation culture? Are you all familiar with that?
I'm not
in depth.
Okay. The synopsis is, since others have already made major investments in innovation, Kentucky needs to take bold steps to obtain significant gains in its competitive position in the global economy relative to other states. So I guess our question is, what are some of the bold steps, if you could name two or three bold steps that you would take to jumpstart Kentucky and make it, or Louisville, and make it competitive with some of these other cities? What would be the 2-3 bold steps you would take?
Well, to me, as I mentioned in my remarks, you know, one thing that we can do as a community is change our culture, change our attitude. Many times people look at, you know, building a $500 million new building. To change culture is difficult, I realize that, but it is an opportunity that the mayor has by establishing the values of the administration around things like entrepreneurship and risk-taking. Louisville's a great town. We all love it here, but we can grow a lot more. So to grow, we have to create this spirit of entrepreneurship here so that people say, you know what, I'm going to take a risk. I'm going to grow a company. So then we've got to look downstream and say, how do we make that easier for people? You know, do we have a good mentorship network here in town? When a young person or middle-aged person, most entrepreneurs are between the ages of 25 and 40, and when they're thinking about growing a business, that they have a group of people that they can go to and they can tell them, how do you get this thing done? Both from commercializing your idea to funding sources to incubators in town. So that's some of the blocking and tackling that the city can help with. And then last would be celebrating a culture of entrepreneurship that we have here in town so that the entrepreneurs are on the front page, they're visible in the community, they're encouraging others to do it. We don't have to recreate the wheel here. When you go to Boston, Austin, the Silicon Valley, this is what you see. So the model's out there. So the question is, you know, do we want that as a city? Can we unlock that attitude in our mind? And I think the mayor can play a large part in making that happen.
Being competitive. Our competitive edge will be made or broken on the back of energy consumption. Every drop of petroleum, we drive 27 million miles a day in this community. Every drop of petroleum fueling that 27 million is purchased from outside the region. Every lump of coal keeping these lights on is purchased from outside this region. We have a huge financial drain on our local economy. We need to keep those funds here. We can do so by addressing some transportation issues. Electric vehicles are not the answer. Electrical vehicles are simply mountaintop removing vehicles once removed. We need to start an aggressive architectural insulation program. That is a jobs creator. We can reduce the fuel consumption in our architectural structures by 50% by appropriate insulation, lighting, weatherizing, details of that nature. We also need to start an aggressive build program of solar photovoltaic systems and installation of photovoltaic systems. Those two are job creators. I've taken enough time.
Okay. Two areas I talked briefly about: incubator space in the older industrial areas that are pulling down several neighborhoods in this community. Those buildings can often be bought at a very low price, but they need to be refit. And I think this metro government should be involved in that as part of a neighborhood restoration program. Secondly, the state's investment in cities in Kentucky is at an all-time low. What I hope to do is build an urban coalition with other cities in Kentucky to move that needle, which right now, although we're 18% of the population and we have 18% of the vote in Frankfort, 25% of the revenue that goes to Frankfort comes out of Jefferson County. So you'd say, well, we're a rich county. Maybe they wouldn't reinvest 25% in our community. But what about just based on our population? Maybe it ought to be 18%. That's what our population is. Well, it's actually almost half of 18%. I mean, we're about 10% of the state spending comes back here in Louisville, Kentucky. We need to move that needle. We've called for years about how unfair it is. It's not working in Frankfort. The only thing they respect is the votes. What I hope to do is build an urban coalition. I know Northern Kentucky's hungry for it, but build an urban coalition with other cities to address urban problems. They have the same problems we have with job growth. They have the same problems we have with older industrial areas and declining neighborhoods. We need to tip the needle in Frankfort, and the only way we're going to do that is with a close relationship. And then we can bring in, once we have that coalition in Frankfort, we can bring in the funding in here to Louisville, that where we have incubator space, we can have where assessments, as those buildings are improved, the assessments, we have essentially a moratorium where property taxes don't go up for a period of 5 years to encourage that business to get going, that we have other incentives, freedom from sales tax, and other incentives, other TIF incentives available to help make this the place that if you're going to start a business, you better look at Louisville, Kentucky. That needs to happen in Frankfort.
It takes two things to help, well actually three things to help entrepreneurial companies grow. One is expertise, one is venture capital, and the other is a supporting infrastructure. Kentucky in 2009 ranked 35th in the country in venture capital investments. What would you do to accelerate the growth of venture investing in Kentucky, in Louisville, and the region's companies?
Well, I'd add one other thing to your list there. Your business is not going to grow if you're not in a good space. I've seen plenty of businesses succeed because their space is taken off. And I've seen plenty of businesses fail with good teams and they just weren't in a growing space. So I would add a fourth to that list.
Okay.
This is an area where when you take a look at the progress that we've made over the last 15 years as a community, we've made huge progress. I mean, 15 years ago, it was hard to find an angel investor. There were not any sizable venture funds in town, so we've grown quite a bit. But what we don't want to do is fall into the Louisville problem. And the Louisville problem is, to me, when we compare ourselves to ourselves and we say, everything's going pretty good. Well, it is compared to us. But when we compare ourselves against Silicon Valley, Boston, Austin, what have you, we're falling behind. So we have a good nucleus to build on right now. We only have one large venture firm in town, as you all know, with Chrysalis. You know, to be competitive, we need two or three. We can extend our arms out to our regional partners in Cincinnati and also in Indianapolis to get more of a presence here, in Nashville to get more of a presence in Louisville. The city needs to put its money where its mouth is with an incubator like I spoke about earlier, with investing in some of the startup areas. Startup money is the hardest money to find in town right now. 10 years ago, when we established B Catalyst, we focused on startups. But you know, a lot of people got burned in startups, so now most angels in town want to invest in companies that have a proven revenue stream. So startups pre-revenue have a problem right now. That's an area where the city can help in.
The Venture Club knows much more intimately that venture capital situation and what can be done to increase venture capital than I probably ever will. I assure you that you will be at the table. I'm asking for your input on how we do increase that capital. I want to address the spatial issue that Greg raised. I want to address the issue of boarding up of boarded buildings that Hal introduced. And this does pertain to capital, because capital is tight, and it could could remain tight for a number of years to come. We are going to have to make some difficult choices. Where we put that capital is a critical issue. Do we put it in brownfields or do we put it in greenfields? We have industrial and commercial sites that are languishing and they need that capital injection. To turn our backs on existing neighborhoods and to go out and develop farms and fields, changing those into developments that destroy the very character of those regions when we have space in brownfields is not a path we need to continue. Thank you.
Several different areas. Here in Louisville, if we have the space available for startups, we actually have more ideas here in Louisville than we have been able to transfer them to actually producing a product or developing that product. So we've got plenty of ideas. We need the space for those places to be developed. I've talked about that. We need to provide the space. And it needs to be in the most tax-friendly location possible, and that needs to happen in Frankfort. But a third part is what I've talked about in the past, and that's an incentive closing fund. Talked to a small business here recently that decided to locate in a city in Texas. They had a lot of financing put together, but there was a gap in that financing. That city was able to come in with a low interest loan, protected, but still come in with a low interest loan that made that company decide on that city in Texas. I've called for a public-private partnership for loan closing funds to make sure that when we make it to the top 2, 3, or 4 in that analysis, that when there's a problem, that this city's available to be a partner in bringing those jobs and that idea here to Louisville, Kentucky. You know, recently I was talking with another company here in town that's gone from 20 employees to 80 employees, and it's the perfect kind of company because their work is done primarily, their revenue is derived primarily from outside of Louisville. So it comes into Louisville and circulates through our businesses over and over. They were getting ready to buy, it's actually a building in the West End, getting ready to buy a building in the West End because they could buy there for maybe a third the cost in other parts of the community. Just exactly what we wanted. They were offered from this government, Metro government, $500,000 in a low interest loan, not a forgivable loan, but a low interest loan. Just as they were getting ready to close, and just at the time that the Cordish forgivable loan was announced, they were told, sorry, that $500,000 to support this part of the growth in your business, this is a revenue producing profitable company, that part of your financing, the $500,000, has just disappeared. We need a government that's good to its word and is there to fill the gap in those cases that it makes a difference on whether those jobs come to Louisville or we lose out to number 2, 3, or 4 on that list.
The third thing we talked about was an infrastructure that's supportive of entrepreneurs. So I think that means we need to talk about taxes a little bit. Could you all talk about what tax incentives and what other types of policy specifics you would offer to entrepreneurs? The occupational tax has been an issue for a lot of small businesses here. I'd like for you to address that as well.
I'll just start. We are the fifth highest city in the country. If you add our state and local tax burden, our sales taxes, property taxes, put them all in the pot, Louisville, Kentucky is the fifth highest in the city. I was the first person on the council to stand up and say that the library tax is wrong, different than one of my opponents. And the reason it was wrong was not the fact that I don't like libraries. In fact, my wife is a former editor of the Friends of the Library newsletter. Of course I'd like to see better libraries in this community. But we can't stand to go from fifth in the country to fourth in the country. And that's why I stood up. That's why I stood up on that issue. It shows a direction for the community for the next 20 years that we want to accomplish something, and the first thing we do is raise taxes. So first, don't raise taxes. Second, this again has to come from Frankfort, because all of the city's authority comes from Frankfurt. We are sort of an arm of the state, legally, the way Louisville's set up. And there's rumblings, discussions, it's been going on for several years now, of tax reform. And we need to be at the table with an urban coalition, which is the one place that if Kentucky is ever going to grow jobs, it's going to be in the cities. But we need to be at that table, actively leading that discussion on how to alter our tax structure in Kentucky so that we are as friendly as our competitor cities are to job growth.
I'm a firm believer that, you know, nothing from nothing equals nothing, right? So if we don't have a business that started, we're not getting any tax benefit from it as well. So let's incent the creation of new companies as aggressively as we can, whether it's be forgiving the occupational tax, capital gains tax for investors in early stage companies, for their forgiveness of capital gains as well, so we can create an environment and a buzz, you know, that we're tax friendly, that we're an easy place to do business with. We're going to be creating jobs that we didn't have already, so we're not losing anything as a city. So that's part of being an entrepreneurial mayor, an entrepreneurial city, is to have that structure in place when people look at both incubators and mentorship. They also look at the tax structure and say, this is the place I need to move my business.
One of the hallmarks of entrepreneurialism is risk. Nothing is guaranteed. I don't want to see the city become the guarantor of projects that have too much risk in them, or projects that the risk ought to be carried by others. We've done 15 mayoral forums now, 15, 16, I don't know how many, Hal, with a bunch. A lot of them, yes.
Too many.
Well, maybe I wasn't invited to all of them. And they're all, thankfully, hosted by special interest groups. Every special interest group has asked the candidates, what will you do for me? Money's tight. My personal budget is tight. My business budget is tight. Metro's budget is tight. Your budgets are probably tight. Money's tight. You know, no promises to anybody, folks. These are new times. We're just going to have to look at the budget and see what we can afford. On the incentives, I'm for incentives. I am a recipient of incentives. But we need be cautious so that those incentives are not corporate welfare. And there's a distinction between corporate welfare and incentives, acknowledged. One of the incentives and guarantees that we're looking at right now, and I want you to hear clearly that I am looking forward to the ribbon cutting of Museum Plaza. But I have a question, which is still, it's a question. I don't have an answer yet. Maybe you can help me with the answer. The $100 million that we're looking to HUD, Housing and Urban Development, we're looking to HUD for $100 million to help finance that project. Those funds are earmarked for low income and middle income housing. I need to see clearly that $100 million is better spent on Museum Plaza than it is on sheltering our population. Thank you.
What can the mayor of Louisville do to help create modern, high-paying manufacturing jobs?
We've got a lot of opportunities in front of us right now. As you all know, Ford is going to be retooling its plant starting in November. They're moving their most fuel-efficient vehicles in North America to the Louisville Assembly Plant, so this is a great opportunity for us. General Electric is starting to insource products that were made in Mexico and China right now. They're hybrid, environmentally responsible products as well. They're creating smart appliances that will be talking to the grid 24/7. So we're blessed here in Louisville with two large manufacturers that have a lot of momentum in this area. The labor organizations that have been involved with both Ford and GE have understood the opportunity there. They've all come to the table to create a bright future for manufacturing in Louisville. 40% of our jobs in Louisville used to be manufacturing oriented. I think we're down around 14% now. We might get back up to 18 or 20%. That's good. Let's do that. But let's also focus on non-manufacturing jobs as well.
I would love to see Ford retool to make efficient buses and light rail cars for a world-class public transit system for our city and for other cities. I would love for us to be an exporter of those goods. I would love to see the city aggressively pursuing a high-speed rail again between our neighboring cities, and you know, maybe Ford can help make some of those rail cars also. We need again to start getting ahead of the curve on energy production. Photovoltaics must become part of our energy source, and if we don't make them here, we will be buying them from elsewhere. Thank you.
You know, our history in Louisville as a manufacturing center has given us a tremendous asset, and that is people with the skills, the tool and die, machinists, the ability to run these facilities. As light manufacturing and full manufacturing opportunities become available here in Louisville, we need to pursue those with the same fervor as any other job, any other company that shows an interest in this community. And I think at some point these jobs will start coming back from overseas. I think we're seeing that now some with GE, and as the world, parts of the world become less stable, decide, you know what, here in the U.S. we need to be back here. And Louisville is certainly poised to be very competitive for manufacturing jobs.
One final question. How can you create a life science cluster to capitalize on the technology around the University of Louisville and James Green Brown Cancer Center and bring in capital to support their discoveries and move them to the market?
Well, I mean, I think we're in the process of doing that right now with U of L and the city. It's been a great partnership. We've made a lot of advances in the last 10 years. We're going to redevelop the whole Haymarket project into an expanded incubator, if you will. The mayor should be very supportive of that, and the mayor should also, when he or she is traveling around the country, should call on the different large venture capital firms in the life science and bioscience area to say, let us tell you about what's going on in Louisville. We've produced, we've developed 80 companies in the last X years. Here's some of our successes. We need your help. So the mayor can be a chief salesperson for that.
Hal's mentioned the international instability, particularly as it pertains to products. This is a point well made, and I want to drive home to you the need for us to be more independent as a community on our own energy sources. To the question, I would welcome a conversation and the input of Dr. Valdez and of many of you to find the answers to that question. I don't have your answer.
Well, we're certainly out front in this area. It's a strong suit here in Louisville. And we need to capitalize it, as I mentioned earlier, from a, I'll call it cold calling in the marketing world, but from a cold call standpoint, this is an area that working with GLI that we need to encourage other companies to build on what's happened here in Louisville. U of L obviously needs to stay strong. We need to lobby in Frankfurt for funding for U of L, for continued funding, for Bucks for Brains, that is the undergirding of developments in life science areas. We have incubators, we have incubator space, we have ground for additional space. Certainly the Veterans Administration is talking about close to $1 billion worth of investment in this community. We need to find some synergies between that level of investment and how we can help move Louisville forward out of competition with other cities that have a strong medical focus.
Thank you very much. We have some fun candidates today.